the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear testimony from lawyers representing two white students who did not get accepted to UT Austin. Their argument is that their application was not evaluated on an even playing field because race was taken into account. Sanford Levinson is a law and government professor at UT Austin. He says it's always tricky to prove that any single person was the one eliminated based on race.
The two plaintiffs are the tip of an iceberg of a number of whites, and they can't plausibly say that they're the top of the heap of all of the Anglo students who applied. So all they can do is to say, I was treated unfairly.
Levinson says if the plaintiffs win, the ruling could initially place an even greater burden on the state's so-called top 10% law, which gives automatic admission to state universities for Texas high school students who finish in the top 10% of their class. That law, according to UT Austin, is forcing the university to let in the vast majority of its freshman class based on that single criteria. But the plaintiff's attorney, Edward Bloom, with the Project on Fair Representation, says the law has diversified the Austin campus.
As long as that creates the kind of diversity that we have seen in the past, UT cannot use racial preferences. That's our argument.
Bloom hopes to take that argument all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
We think that the High Court is interested in helping universities understand the degree to which they can use race and ethnicity in the admissions process. We think this case is ideal for the court to take and then help universities understand the level of race that they're allowed to use and when they're allowed to use it.
The university and Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott will defend the school before the circuit court. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.